Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Check those out. Use them to your advantage. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Karen Cortell Reisman, more than 15-year member of our Brain Trust. Speak for Yourself is the name of her company. Put a .com on the end of that. You'll find her online and all her books and all that. You got CDs and DVDs and all kinds of offerings there, don't you, Karen?
And up-to-date current blogs. I write a blog every week and lots of information on my website. It's been a beautiful way to create business and to give back to my community.
So check it out, folks, speakforyourself.com. So we're talking about what we can learn, what Karen's teaching us that we can learn from Super Bowl ads, Super Bowl commercials. The first one we talked about in the last segment was brevity. So important, you know, as a speaker, they tell us, Karen, be clear, be brief, and be seated, right?
Be brief, be gay, be gone.
There you go. Okay, you can do that one. And then, so let's talk about the other two. Emotion is the next one.
All right. Right. Well, I'll start with this way. A rabbi, a priest, an imam, and a Buddhist monk walk into a car. No. This is not a setup for a joke, but that is the essence of our favorite Super Bowl commercial for a Super Bowl that we just had. And it watched how Toyota sells trucks and the 2018 Olympic Games and tolerance. And what happens in this commercial, Jim, is that it makes you feel good. And so that takes me to our second and third tips on what we can learn about selling from watching Super Bowl commercials. So the tip number two is about emotion. And this commercial makes you smile and it makes you think. And any time we can add emotion or humor into your message, you become stickier. Mm-hmm. And here's what I often tell my clients. Logic makes us think. Emotion makes us sell.
Mm-hmm.
Who
doesn't love the polar bear Coca-Cola commercials, right?
They're so cute. They're really cute. And this commercial was so clever and made you smile, made you laugh. And I welcome everybody to go to my website. It's one of my most recent blogs. You can go click on it and see the commercial. And it is a lot of fun. And if you can make somebody laugh and you can make somebody cry, then they can remember what you said. You get to the heart of the matter. And I do want to caution us, you don't want to make your prospects or your clients cry all the time.
Right.
That would not be effective. But think about a really, really good movie or really, really good book. Those books are the ones that make you think, make you cry, make you laugh. Logic tells, emotion sells.
Well, and you know, another thing, Karen, along those lines is one of the things that I talk a lot about in terms of the relevance factor that we have that's so important today. And one of the relevance factors are your values and the things that you stand for. And to the degree that you demonstrate those, when you're dealing with customers, your honesty, your trustworthiness, your values, those touch the emotion of customers too.
Right. And when you hit a chord with them emotionally, you create what I call transparency, and that makes you more authentic, it makes you more credible, and ultimately it creates trust. And I find that to be the highest currency.
There's no question.
In getting business.
No question. What about the story?
The story is our third and final point. So brevity, number one, emotion, number two, and then the story. So within 1 minute, this particular commercial told the entire story and it was with a dash of relevance and a dash of poignancy. And a story is not just data. It has context, it has characters, and it has a conclusion. And you hit it on the nail when you just said relevance. You just don't tell a story to tell a story. You tell a story if it makes a point that is necessary for your listener, your buyer, your prospect, your pitch to hit the chord so they want to listen to you more or buy what you've got. So a story creates the message in a like a shortcut kind of way. So in this particular commercial, that rabbi, that priest, that imam, and that Buddhist monk, they do get into the Toyota truck, and they do that in order to share an experience, a football game.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all on the same side. They're all on the same side, and they're having fun. And, in fact, when they get to the game, they sit with two old friends, and they were two nuns. And so you've got just that message of tolerance to go along with the message of subtly, subliminally selling a product.
Karen, thank you for
brilliant.
A great message today, a great analogy. Speakforyourself.com is the website. You'll find her blog, her books, all the other things that she offers. I encourage you to go there and check it out. You will thank me later for telling you about Karen. Karen, will you come back soon?
I'd love to.
Thanks, Karen. Karen Cortell Reisman, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.